Think of this narration as a science fiction story, or perhaps a fairy tale, or a creation myth. There is a very remote possibility that some of the story might actually be true. But I certainly wouldn't bet anything of value. I'm just hoping that some people might find the story entertaining. The story is about us humans, our planet, and our universe. It is also about very ancient and evolved beings who created our planet and our universe. Those ancient beings live in another universe, and they will never be able to physically travel to our universe because the laws of physics and chemistry in our universe are different from what they're used to. And they could not survive here in their present form. When the ancient gods created our universe, they made improvements over the universe they inhabit. Creating a universe is a monstrously difficult, complex, and dangerous undertaking from a human point of view. But it's business as usual from the point of view of these ancient gods. They create new universes on a routine basis. The ancient gods will never be able to physically travel to our universe, but they can communicate with our universe. The signals travel really fast, but the distances involved are very large. So communication requires considerable time, especially because the messages involved are much larger and more complex than anything we send over our primitive internet. In one sense, these ancient beings are us. Some of the messages they send to this universe are downloaded into humans and determine their personalities and their goals. These ancient gods are creating crude copies of themselves here on Earth because they want to control how things go in the new universe they so recently created only a few billion years ago. These ancient and evolved beings download portions of their souls into our bodies, and we do the things they want us to do. Our souls are created by ancient gods. And when we die, our souls will be reintegrated with the ancient beings who created them. Even though these ancient beings are almost infinitely more intelligent and powerful than we are, they are not exempt from the laws of morality. Even if you are a god and you tell a lie, you create an information processing problem that an honest god does not have. You have to remember which lie you told to whom. And the burden of that hypocrisy puts you at a competitive disadvantage as compared to the honest gods. Moral evolution operates over time to reduce hypocrisy and violence in a stable society. Some of the ancient gods are violent and deceitful, but most of them are honest and constructive. The ratio of good gods to bad gods is much higher than the ratio of good humans to bad humans, because the process of moral refinement in the ancient universe has been going on for much longer than our universe has existed. Even in realms almost beyond space and time, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.